We have two more in our series on evolution this time around. Two more that are dealing with life is so complex that chance processes, even over billions of years, cannot explain its origin. One of the things that is quite clear here is that the immune system speaks against the possibility of evolution. Immune systems. The question being asked, how could immune systems of animals and plants have evolved? You understand evolution, that tiny little changes must be made by accident, and then over a period of generations that shows a genetic change, but it shows that it helps the person, helps the being, helps the animal survive better, makes them fitter somehow. And then they become dominant, and then there's another accidental little change. Another accidental change makes them worse and they die off, but the ones where the accidental change made them better, they get, you know, but it can't happen. Big steps, see. Has to happen little step by little step. So how could this have evolved? Each immune system can recognize invading bacteria, viruses, and toxins. Each system can quickly mobilize the best defenders to search out and destroy these invaders. Each system has a memory and learns from every attack. This is what vaccination is all about. You remember? They put some weak ones in there, and your body was able to fight it off, kill it off. But then your immune system remembered that. So the next time the wild and stronger one came in, they went right to work and attacked it. If the many instructions that direct an animal's or plant's immune system had not been pre-programmed in the organism's genetic system when it first appeared on Earth, the first of thousands of potential infections would have killed the organism. You see that? The immune system had to be in place on day one. This would have nullified, killing off the organism, would have nullified any rare genetic improvements that might have accumulated. So if it had everything except an immune system, it wouldn't have lasted because there are things all around it that would attack and kill it. In other words, the large amount of genetic information governing the immune system could not have accumulated in a slow evolutionary sense. Obviously, for each organism to have survived, all this information must have been there from the beginning. Again, creation. Now, if you'll notice the picture, strange picture, this is not an artist's rendering. This is a photograph. And this is a white blood cell seeking out, sneaking up on a bacterium, stalking the green bacterium. And so the comment here, your health and that of many animals depends on the effectiveness of these search and destroy missions. Consider the capabilities and associated equipment this white blood cell must have to do its job. It must identify friend or foe. Once a foe is detected, the white blood cell must rapidly locate and overtake the invader. What does it do then? Well, then the white blood cell must engulf the bacterium, destroy it, and have the endurance to repeat this many times. Miniaturization, fuel efficiency, and compatibility with other parts of the body are also key requirements. It has to be small enough to find an attack of bacteria, which we can't even see. The equipment for each function for each function requires careful design. Unless all this worked well from the beginning of life, a requirement that rules out evolution, bacteria and other agents of disease would have won, and we would not be here to marvel at these hidden abilities in our bodies. A few stem cells in your bone marrow produce more than 100 billion of these white blood cells and other types of blood cells every day. Each white blood cell moves on its own up to 30 microns, almost half the diameter of a human hair, each minute. Oh, okay, maybe not blazing speed, but you understand it's moving within the cells. And it does that each minute. So while so many white blood cells are in your body that their total distance traveled in one day would circle the earth twice. That's their movement. If it happened by accident, it had to happen on day one. Had to be all there. So how do you explain that? How could it have incrementally developed and built up? Not likely.